Wait, so is Low gonna be a actual guest or he just never mind? Fuck it.
Fuck it. Why not? Fuck it. Why not?
We're doing live. Fuck it.
The name of the podcast is Fuck It. Why not? No cap.
Y'all won't make that the name. Y'all, oh god, y'all won't make that the name.
That's a fuck it. Why not?
Well, fuck it. Why not?
Yeah, y'all won't make that the title.
That's like a bad rush shirt. That's like a bad rush.
Save that for Mustard next podcast, bro.
Damo, let's start a podcast called Fuck It. Why not? Fuck it.
Hey, I'm all for it, man.
I didn't see 748. I didn't see any 748s. Y'all are losers. Y'all cannot guess the time to save your life. And I swear to God, this time we didn't even try. Specifically do a time. Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of the Let's Keep It a Buck podcast. The only podcast we publicly fight our siblings on different platforms, whether it be YouTube Live or Twitter. It's hoodie season. I know. Have y'all boys been cold? Because it's been cold in Georgia, so I know y'all boys.
Oh, it's cold as shit up here.
Thank God I can wear a hoodie and not be judging now.
Sage, I heard it was really cold where you are.
It damn near was like freezing already. I'm like, what the fuck? I just got off the gym. Global warming.
Global warming is crazy.
Hey, we gotta change the title too. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, take her name out the title.
I'm making a thumbnail right now, Jack.
Her demons are gonna come in here in a second. Hey, where's she at? Where's she at? That's not what we want.
Spoiler alert.
If you're new to this, make sure you want to be true to this. Hey, hit the subscribe button or hit the join button. Become a member. $4.99 and up gets you into the Discord. The Discord gets you into the snipe clowning contest. Where you got like
I already thought he's cool now.
Snipes is cool.
Apparently.
Apparently none of us knew. No one knew.
Oh, the votes are in? And they said he was cool or
no.
I'm saying what he said.
He did not win the
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, Snipes.
Hey, we'll stop anything we're doing to read a super chat because this right here is a super chat. Mm. Blake Bass says, love the podcast you guys put out. Keep grinding, fellas. We have a list of topics to get into. Y'all guys doing good before I continue?
Oh, yeah, we should. Yep, we're
doing great.
We got a list of topics. Fantastic. We'll get into those topics. But, you know, for now, we have a special guest.
Nigga, add me, nigga. What's wrong with you?
Yo, what are you on right now? Are you on your phone?
No, I'm on my Tesla. Face. I'm on my other PC that's not connected to my.
Shout out that Tesla.
All I just want to know what Tierra say because I went out and I forgot to listen to what she had to say.
Yeah, just because you got a girlfriend named Tierra doesn't mean you have to take in every opinion of a Tierra.
I just like to hear other people's conversation thinking points to certain subject matters who are intelligent, and I haven't heard her perspective on it.
No, she was in the car with her
she's a lesbian, so I of course I want to hear.
I thought he was about to say something else.
I thought he was gonna say a supporter. No, she was in the car with her wife, so
she's actually a full-blown hater.
Why do you say that?
No, she is.
I'm glad somebody said it wasn't me. Hey, I didn't say it.
That's crazy.
She's a full blown troll. She's a full blown troll. She's a troll. That's what she is.
She good.
Why do you say she's a hater or a troll?
I told you this already. I think I got off y'all's podcast one time, or it was somewhere. And I read her comment. I was like, bro, who the fuck does this person think she? And then they just caught me mid. It caught me mid. I was like, nigga, I almost lost myself for a second. But she has said something crazy. I was like, man, who the fuck?
Hey, Lo, you're not the only one, bro. We've all individually had our moments.
Nigga.
What the fuck did she say?
I'm scrolling, just looking at comments, the typical, oh, these guys don't know what they're talking about. Boom, like six paragraphs of just shit I said. I'm like, yeah, damn it.
Yeah, like, it was real specific shit she was saying. I was like, man, who the fuck is this? I looked at the name, I looked at the profile pic. It might even been on Twitter. And I was like, oh, I know what it is. Let me chill out for a second.
Yo, it's probably in playback's comments, but you know they got more. But I swear to God, don't matter how many, it's gonna stick out. Hers is for whatever.
I don't know why it stuck out to you.
I think I told you how Damo like first said it. He was like, yo, bro, I don't know if y'all be reading the comments, knowing that, like, knowing that Sage and Bezos really don't read comments, was just like, I don't know if y'all read the comments, but do y'all know who Tier is? This and then I said, bro, I see him all the time. I swear to God. No, but she.
Well, I'm talking about going back 2 weeks of pods, nigga. I'm like, all right.
No, it was the same with me. It was like whatever I saw was not a recent thing. It was like something in a tuck. And I don't know why it just stuck out. I was like, man, what the fuck is this?
What stuck out was, you know how it tells you how many comments somebody have on a channel? That's what made me go look. Because I look, she has like two hating ass comments. I look and say like 200 comments on the channel. I'm like, wait a goddamn minute. I started scrolling through episodes. Hate. I'm like, this is from a month ago, bitch. There's no way you've been hating this long. There's no consistently. But give it to her. She got on a Q&A.
Well, what did she say?
Yeah, shout out to Tierra.
Shout out to her.
Yeah. No, she was in the
up on this team.
She was in the car with her wife, so she couldn't speak.
Oh, so she never said anything.
Yeah, I'll run it. I'll definitely run it back. And if we can get her up here, I'll get her up here. But
I must say, I'd rather hear her right now because I'm not gonna be able to stay long because I gotta record this video and watch this game.
Hey, yo, TT, come up. Kick somebody.
The Bucks beating it. They not beating the shot of Philly, but Philly looks trash. No cap.
Wow. It's Embiid, right? Actually,
tonight Embiid is aggressive, but it's still a wash team.
Is it still Harden?
Harden shoot 1-for-4. Nigga wash.
Damn, what the fuck?
Stop it.
I want bro to be back.
He wasn't even
bro.
That good second half of the first game, but
chill.
This nigga happy because his team is still solid.
Yeah.
No, Rob Will. They still solid. Malcolm Brogdon looking like
no coach. No coach. Hello.
No coach. Solid.
JCF.
JT might win coach of the year. Solid. He's solid.
JT.
Actually, it'd be Marcus Smart. Smart might win coach of the year. He's still solid.
Man. You talking about?
Catch me in the 6-7, bro. Okay.
I don't know, and I'll probably record the space too. So if we can't get her up here now, which it doesn't look like we can get her up here now, Tierra, make a comment about getting up here. But yeah,
you ain't got to force her to make one. She'll make one. and then we'll send hate in the process of doing so.
I told her to join the Discord. She was like. I heard B-Souls tell me to join the Discord at the end of the pod. You wouldn't even want that. I'm like, all right. Bro.
Yes, I would.
Damn.
You can't win. I just can't.
I told her to literally join the fun. You wouldn't even want that, B-Souls. Fuck, y'all ain't ready for me.
Look, damn, bro, at the end of the day, bro, I'm what I'm saying, to him, bro. When it comes to this whole transsexual situation,
what
bro.
What are you saying?
Look, bro. You gotta disclose that shit, bro. You gotta let people know, nigga.
That's a fact.
Wait, what's going on?
Omar, you gotta let them know, man.
So I mean,
we need more context on this whole situation. Hang on, this
is the start. Let them know, right, Omar?
So what we're talking about is the Hennessy Marie conversation. Hennessy Marie, South Florida woman, who was having casual sex with a bunch of South Florida men and was taking pictures of them. And then she exposed those men as having sex with them. And then she proceeds to get exposed for being a transgender woman. And so that day, I mean, Black Twitter was on a hellstorm trying to clear their names. A nigga went as far as to hire somebody to do a lie detector test.
To do a lie detector test
in order to prove his innocence, which I don't. Maybe he thinks niggas are stupid. A lie detector test is not real, guys. I want y'all to know that. That's
y'all can fake them shits, no cap. You can fake
pressure. No, it's all fake. It's all fake. That's not like a real. That's TV. It's TV, bro.
They can get through that through.
But you can lie detector test. But yeah, no, I mean they.
The idea is that it's looking at your heart rate.
Yeah, you can get through it with Mamba mentality, for real. Yeah. Okay.
That's a fact.
But at the end of the day, the conversation is, should you disclose that you transitioned, Omar? Should you disclose it? Oh, my goodness. Giannis.
All right, and I'm turning the game on. He got me.
Yeah, I already put it. I pulled it up.
He got me. Turn it on.
I pulled it up. It's already on.
Three watch party slash Twitter space pod.
A three and a midi? Oh my God.
What does that do for the trannies not? I mean, transsexual people not disclosing information.
What's it called?
They need to. Omar, do you agree that they need to? That's all.
Mind you, they do. They do. So yeah.
No. Okay. So it's just, I'm not. No one is denying, but in the scenario in which she didn't, that's problematic, correct?
To an extent.
You gotta tell me if there's a surprise inside.
Yes or no, bro?
At the end of the day.
Nah, it's not. What's the surprise inside?
You gotta tell me. You gotta to tell an me extent. The surprise inside. There ain't no.
What's the surprise inside?
You know what it is. You know what it is. You got.
No, there wouldn't be. In this case, there wouldn't be a surprise.
You guys,
It's post operation. It's post operation. What's the surprise?
You still
inside?
Should let it be known.
You still gotta speak on that. It's
my. Let me say this is the not the understanding, but this is the situation here. Is that one dude said I didn't think that my mans was into that type of stuff, so I never checked. That's the. Okay, I could understand how everybody gets lost in the sauce there. Hey, you didn't know Kenneth has sex with transgender women? Kenneth put you onto this woman? And you didn't do that, but you didn't do your due diligence. She didn't feel the need to disclose it because she know Kenneth put you on. And hey, Kenneth be fucking me, so.
Also, and Omar, this
go ahead. No, you got it. Cause this nigga Omar is dumb.
It's the thing throwing me off about this situation is like the reason why I definitely think she should have disclosed it is because now she's exposing them because of it, right?
Exactly. So
That's not why she's exposing them. That's not why she's
I'm just saying, but like her exposing it is kind of like I gotcha, bitch. But it's like you should have said that earlier. So
No. The exposing is for a different reason though. It's right, I understand what you're saying. She exposed them. To expose them, saying I fuck niggas, not expose. If she exposed them with the I expose you, and by the way, I'm a man the whole time, and I've been a man, and I just got that. That would be like okay.
But Omar,
point still stands. Just
simple fact that she did not, that she's not disclosing the information in general. It should already let you know the intentions in and of itself. Because if it wasn't that big of a deal, you would just say it. But the fact that you're not saying it and you're hiding it from people, or you feel like you got to be in certain circles to only be accepted or whatever, should already be known what comes along with you being a trans person.
She knew what she was doing. She knew.
100%, 100%. So for you not to say it is ridiculous. And that's the only thing we talked about. And the fact that you even sitting here talking about what somebody else supposed to do and da-da-da-da-da, nigga, we talking about what she did not fucking do. It's a grown-ass adult.
Right. I agree that the whole situation is just a messy conversation or a messy situation.
100% messy situation. I agree. My thing is, with the Twitter space and the conversation around it, is it more so the particular situation with the Hennessy girl or just the concept in general of should trans people disclose the information post-op in general? Which conversation are we having? Because
we're just kind of all over the place.
It was all over the place, which is another reason why I had to leave that fucking space. Because nigga, it started off with Omar trying to call us out, and then it turned into everybody else's fucking grievances. And I'm like, nigga, I'm not here for everybody else's grievances. I'm sorry. I know y'all niggas want me to give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't care right now. Right now, I don't give a fuck. I would like to care, but I don't care, nigga.
You only cared about your baby brother?
No, I care about playback in the title.
I'm about to say, nigga, you ain't trying to play in the playback in the title. Nigga, what the fuck wrong with you?
Nigga, play with that money, nigga. You play with that business.
Yeah, and then it turned into Wes just... Also, there it is.
Who was that who just put in there? Also, they should be because of general safety, which is another thing.
Where you at?
Just off of safety reasons alone.
You read it. You got to say.
Oh, yeah.
Oray.
Yeah.
Also, they should because of general safety. Again, they do like transgender people.
We talking
in
about this situation, Omar.
Oh, I understand what you're saying.
Okay. Also, Tierra just she put something in there, nigga. So I guess she just can't talk. Look, nigga, it's just that simple, bro. It's that simple. Speak up, nigga. Speak the fuck up. But it's still weird that you just took pictures of these niggas and recorded them and then uploaded it. That's also
I think
having the information, the men having the information is also weird. Like fucking
the Telegram group chat shits. Yeah, them shits is 100% weird. There's nothing okay about that. I've never been I've never been with sneak picture culture. That's man, woman, trans man, eggplant, whatever you identify as. I really don't care. Sneak pictures is weird. Man to woman, woman to man, whatever the case is. I've never been with the sneak picture culture. That's just what.
Yeah.
Fuck Bobby Portis.
Bobby, don't, you're a hater.
You're right. Hey. He was right. Fuck man, that nigga. How about that?
Ultimately, the I think again, I think the pictures are weird. I think the exposing is weird. The backlash and the cape that the men tried to pull off is weird. Not disclosing and pulling this situation is weird. The telegrams to me is like, that's by far probably the worst thing. Not even
that's
probably.
Illegal. That's 100% illegal.
That's 100% illegal, but I do not think that's the worst thing. But you got it, dog.
Oh,
I don't.
Can you describe the telegram situation again?
Oh, yeah. I'm blanking on it. So there's a, if you scroll on Twitter, you'll notice them hanging within threads. There's men in specific, not in specific cities, but just in major cities across the U.S. that put together telegrams or group chats, however they do it, 1,500, 2,500, whatever number of men, and they share information about women throughout the
city. I thought you said that's how much it costs to get in the telegram.
No, I'm saying a telegram.
That's YouTube automation.
Yeah, I didn't know you said. Okay, that's what you're saying now.
No. I'm saying
said, I didn't know you said there's like nearly 3,000 niggas in this fucking group chat.
No, there's telegrams of major city: Atlanta, Georgia; Salisbury, North Carolina; Worcestershire, Massachusetts. But there's hella major city telegrams.
Crazy.
Y'all don't say shit. Be quiet. but there's hella group chats like that where there's 1,500 people, 2,000 people, 2,500 people, in which they all just spam information about women in there. Where, I mean, it's people's pictures, people's family pictures, people's car type tag, model, color, where they work, their addresses, social security numbers.
That shit is weird, bro.
I thought you meant it took $2,500 to get personal information about them, but I didn't know it was 2,500 niggas in there.
Regardless, that's
regardless, it's all weird. But yeah,
well, I'll be honest, I don't know which one is worse.
He didn't get to the social security number and all the information. I thought it was just like pictures and pictures of them and like just publicly available shit, not like social security number and your license,
private information. Yeah.
Whatever information you could think of, they put it in this group chat.
And even if it is public though, that shit is still weird. All right. This is her mom. Weird. This is her dad.
Yeah, no, that's weird, but it's not. I wouldn't say that's worse than orange color, but it's still
kind of scary at that point.
But now that I know it's like personal, like driver's license number and license plate and fucking social security number, all that shit. No, that's
what. And so whatever nefarious acts you can think of, and why it's, and I wanted to save it for when I sent Caleb the videos for real. There have been specific incidents where men are citing that, hey, there is this platform. Like, they're getting caught for these acts. And men are saying, hey, I did.
Trash.
I'm sorry. I might leave.
there's specific situations where these men are citing, hey, yeah, I was, you know, how I was able to stalk her so successfully essentially is because this Telegram chat of 1,400 people. I'm not telling folks to do it because there's nasty ass niggas out here. Let me say that again. There's nasty ass niggas out here. If you ever see those threads on Twitter, click the Telegram. Look at how many people are in there.
Oh, I'm all set.
I ain't gonna lie, Omar. When I saw some of those pictures, though, the one thing I did see pretty consistently was big black dick. No cap, bro. I was like, whoa. There's a lot of black dick just hanging around, right?
Like we talking like Giannis big?
Hanging around for him.
Like Giannis Ibaka level or like so just you casual
telling me,
big?
It was what's just happening? Big. So you telling me to click on some big. Some
wait, what thread are you thread? Talking about?
What's happening?
Nigga, when I typed in like surviving Hennessy and looked at those threads.
Oh, I seen those threads too. No cap.
Yeah, I've seen
those.
Wait,
yeah,
not like,
them things were hanging, them. Bro. No cap.
Them things was like, God damn,
what's going on?
Hennessy
has a dick. What's
going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, these are big dick. What?
No, I don't. Sage, I think
I did never drink again. What is happening?
I don't know if y'all covered it too, because I gotta wait till after the pod to watch it. He might be referring. Are you referring to the Steve and Joe situation?
No.
We're still talking about Surviving Hennessy.
When I typed in Surviving Hennessy around Omar, that time, and I went to like photos, or I went through the threads. Nah, it was a lot of dick, boy. It was a lot of dick.
I can't. Boy. I don't know. I that can't say. Work.
That cock.
I didn't see a lot of dick. I didn't see a lot of dick during the threads you talking
about. But in the Stephen Joe.
In the Stephen Joe one, I ain't going
over on Team Playback, bro. We were trying to get all the information, so.
Stephen Joe? Yeah. Who's Stephen Joe?
Stephen Joe one? That was just funny.
That information.
That nigga came out saying he got tricked, and somebody was like, nigga, did you get tricked with a dick in your mouth? Bam, picture. I was like, damn. Whoa.
So,
yeah, twice about that one. Came out, yo, I got tricked. I just got hit, and that was it. Oh, you just got hit? Bam. I was like,
Stephen Joe was one of those like 2014, 15, 16 internet personalities from like Vine, aka Mr. Kaka, Haitian nigga that like made content. Whatever. The main thing is when that Hennessy situation happened, he didn't expose himself, but he went ahead and went public because somebody DM'd him saying that they were gonna expose him if they didn't send them $1,000. A situation where he went over to a hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, and was having casual sex, got head from a pre-op transgender woman. So, he came out and was like, I was tricked. I'm a victim, X, Y, and Z. And somebody else came out with pictures of Stephen Joe getting hit by this person. And then the same day, same outfit, that person exposing their penis. And it's a big dick. No, my bad. Not a penis. Your cock.
That was a cock.
I ain't gonna lie. When it gets a certain size, it's a cock, nigga. No cap.
Hey.
And I'm not gonna lie to you. There's pictures of this nigga like this nigga Stephen Joe was standing there like this, and this nigga Stephen Joe was standing there like this in the picture. The cock is literally like right here. It's literally in frame. Like there's literally a dick in the picture. Yeah, bro. It's in the trick.
So I ain't gonna lie. After 7 inches, like if it's longer than 7 inches, that's a cock.
What's after nine?
James Harden again?
What's after ten?
No, that's pain. That's a slump.
Oh,
that's a slap.
Let it be clear. Like, oh. When Stephen Joe was around, was a schlong. I ain't gonna lie to you. That nigga had a schlong and talking about some. I got tricked, man.
Leave me alone. Omar, no cap. That size of a dick, you cannot be confused by.
Hey, bro, come on, nigga.
You know what you're going into with that shit, boy.
You said a Pringles can. This is
but you know what?
On your leg, gang. You feel on your leg.
It's bigger than the Pringles can.
Damn.
But that's the numbers on that one. That's what America was talking about in the space. Like, yeah, I mean, you only get tricked when you get caught, because there's no way you sit there next to this thing, next to your face, and you talking about, oh no, I was tricked. You wasn't tricked 2 weeks ago when the schlong was next to you, buddy. None of that is factual.
You poked you in the back. You was like, that ain't the remote, nigga. You ain't get tricked then. You knew what it was.
And I'm not saying it to make fun of Stephen Joe. I'm not saying that's what you like. Let me say this.
I'm not making fun of what he likes. I'm making fun of him wanting to lie about it
and say that he got caught.
I was like that. Yeah. I'm making fun of that. Like, you're a clown. Like, bro, like what you like. I understand that's easier said than done. Definitely, there's a big homophobia thing in the black community, and honestly, in general, it's not just the black community. I don't know why specifically people of color, like black people, love to say, oh, in the black community, homophobia is prevalent still to this day in general. Just because the mainstream media made it fun and made it okay doesn't mean motherfuckers really think it's okay like that. Like, that's an our generation thing. But motherfuckers are typically don't really care, gang. Like what you like, do what you do. Just don't go out here lying about it, especially if you in a picture and that shit's literally on your thigh in the picture. Come on, dog.
Now, I ain't gonna lie. Now, the one thing that a lot of people did overlook over the past like 2 or 3 weeks was Charleston White basically openly admitting to rape. I was like, "Bro, this nigga's outrageous."
What?
He openly admitted to rape.
I'm surprised. Yeah, I thought you fucked with Charleston White. Yeah, he went. He was. No, Damo. I thought Damo did.
Oh, why would I fuck with Charleston White?
He was in the car. He was in the car talking about.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm glad y'all don't know. Fuck that nigga. He was
in the car talking about how. I mean, I don't know who he was talking to, but he was saying, "Yeah, some women deserve it." Like, I go in there, I go into the hotel room. I ate a coochie. She told me we're not fucking. I had to take that. I think that's literally what he said. I had
to take what that. The hell?
Yeah, he said I believe some women need to be taken. I was like,
I was gonna say, what do you mean?
He was talking about in the vein.
I know this nigga face, but I don't know what he does. But I know this nigga face just looking
like he don't really do anything. That's a crazy part.
He doesn't do nothing but just say dumb shit. Like, I don't know how he even got popular.
Yeah, I recognize the face though.
He got popular just because people. Actually, I don't know why. I don't know. He hasn't done something because what was like the first, like, what was the initial reason why people start interviewing him? I don't know.
Yeah, I want to say it was just he got into it with a rapper and he said something. Or no, what it was, wasn't he the guy that hustled and whatever from suing all those businesses? Like, he would get one job and sue. Or was that a different guy?
Yeah, that's him.
That's him. That's how he got famous. That's what he got originally interviewed for. That was the part of like when he originally blew up and went viral because suing the businesses. And from there, it went to his thoughts on the black youth and young rappers and what he would do. And because he's the suing guy, oh, I'm not a tough guy. I'll sue you. I'll do this and that. You guys make these threats. I want to say someone made a threat to him and then he ended up suing him for real or something along those lines. But that's just how he got like noticed, I guess.
I see. And then Stephen Joe, somebody sent it to me in DMs. Stephen Joe went ahead and made a whole song about him being caught by fucks with transgender people. Yeah.
I thought somebody sent you the pics. Like, damn.
Nah, these niggas. Oh, no. I seen the pics of Stephen Joe. I definitely seen the pics of that situation. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, them dicks is big, boy.
Huge. Huge.
Yeah. Why is that?
Colossus.
Before Colossal. You go, since we got you here, low.
Massive?
Stop it. Girth? You said schlong. You said schlong. You
Girth?
Said
heavy? What is this? A fucking
cozy, heavy,
thick, cozy,
yeah. Warm. That dick is warm.
That dick is warm. Is crazy.
Hey, man, y'all are
good.
Y'all are good.
Meaty.
Nah, stop it.
Oh, man. What's wrong with y'all niggas, bro?
What's it called? Did y'all see Since Legend of Winning is here, how do you feel about all these recent reports about the young niggas under 30 not having sex?
What do you mean?
And that they also have a right to sex. I'm pulling it up. Okay, here it is. Alexandria Hunt the other day came up, and I said I was going to bring more people up. We'll bring more people up because they want to talk about this situation so bad. But Alexandra Hunt? M. Hunt, I think that's her name. Nearly a third of men under 30 have not had sex, and a higher percentage do not have as much sex as they like. Not exactly surprising, but this kind of statistic is a sign of much deeper problems. Where it gets crazy is the continued tweets. Our society criminalizes sex and sweeps it under the rug. The consequences are straightforward. There's more violence. Since platforms like Craigslist were banned from advertising sex, serious violent crimes against all women, not just sex workers, has increased by nearly one fifth.
Wait, hold on. Milk flavor soda with 50. Shout out Sage for having the greatest 3-1 comeback against Susan Wuchfrau last
night. Appreciate that, gang. Whoa, appreciate that. Wojtkowski
is crazy.
She then goes on, and I gotta find the tweet. I'll find the tweet, but she then goes on to say that sex should be a right for men.
No, that's crazy. Wait, so prostitution should be legal. However, I don't think that niggas were counting that as their body count. So
yeah,
like how, from like 10 years ago when it was legal to advertise on Craigslist, I don't think when they were tallying it up, niggas was like, hey, yo. Yeah, I fucking knocked down about seven past 3 months. Like, I'm pretty sure they weren't counting.
Nah,
I think it should be.
Pussy you paid for, nobody's counting that.
But
shit.
Nobody not counting that.
Don't you pay
counting.
For all pussy in a way?
Jesus.
In the grand scheme, right, nigga.
Speaking right. With your noggin at some way. Dates. I for it some way.
Dates.
All right.
I do, you not going to be chivalrous? You pay for it somehow.
I do believe, though, that prostitution should be legal, though.
I
ain't disagreeing.
I don't see the harm really. So
I don't.
I mean, they can't regulate. What? They can't regulate.
I see the harm.
I'm about to say, hold on. Let me not say I don't see the harm, but
well, what's
they
the
can't
harm?
Regulate it though. That's the problem. They can't regulate.
Yeah, they can't regulate how much you giving it up unless they like. I don't know. They're gonna put a counter, a counter in the coochie. A coochie counter to say like, oh yeah, this has been dinged.
That's one.
It's not only that. It's just how they like initiate things. Like how are they keeping up with how much money's being spent, made? I mean, all that stuff can be just underneath the table.
Man, you can make a fucking prostitute fucking Uber, nigga.
No, Uber. I know, but people can just do that underneath under the table type shit.
Oh, so, like they've been doing, like pimping.
Yeah, exactly. So there's no incentivized. Like there's no incentive for the amount of money that more than likely will be passed along through legal prostitution, and then the government not receiving any fucking tax on it at all. Like, no,
damn. Just saying,
yeah.
Prostitute.
Being a 1099 prostitute is
crazy.
Yo, shut up.
Prostitute Uber is easy, bro. They would definitely listen. No getting punched in the eye by a pimp. The government is going to tax the money, and it's a documented account of how many active bodies you got as a worker. I think that's a safer bet for them versus standing on the corner getting punched in the eye. They don't make $500 that night.
Also, but the problem with men not having sex as often as they did before is just I sincerely just believe it's a economic situation. I'm just gonna allow this nigga to just talk.
I didn't even hear what happened.
You're good.
I think a lot of it just has to do with an economic standpoint. It's harder for men to convince that they are proper sexual partners when your economic status is just worse now than it was 10 years ago between the ages of 20 and 25. Like it's just harder.
It's a bad case of a correlation equals causation. That's truly what it is. Like she saw that men were being more aggressive and that their sex rates were down. So therefore, that's the reason why people are being more or men are being more aggressive. But
you better go home, beat their dick.
I don't know why she put it, pussy.
Damn.
And it's funny because in her apology, she's like, oh man, you know, I as a woman of sex, like a sexual violent crime survivor, like I would never say that. You know, men have a right in that way. I'm just saying, shut the fuck up. I don't know why it's like a woman's right to or a woman's responsibility to solve that problem. Hey, if you opened your legs, he wouldn't be beating your ass. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like that's
I zoned out on what you said.
I'm saying I don't understand why, because that's what I got from it. Hey, if more of y'all opened y'all's legs. And it was
It'd
okay
be less
if y'all
violent crimes in the world.
Hey,
man.
They wouldn't be beating y'all ass.
Is
so
that
much.
The take? Okay.
So give the pussy up today and save her ass whooping for tomorrow. Like, you're not going to win no. And she's running for like Congresswoman or some shit cooked. Like that. She's running for, Congress. Come on now. This is a clown woman.
That out of context is going to be, you about to get cooked.
Hey, well, we going to get cooked, buddy.
This is a wee thing. Let's keep the bugs on your name, Gengi.
I hate y'all.
Yo, Omar, say it one more time.
How you bring up say? Yeah, no, nah, I ain't going. That shit is sick. And they were cooking her in the comments, rightfully so.
There's so many other reasons she could have fucking pointed to, bro. Yeah, it's sex. Okay.
I just want to apologize to that woman because. It's very prevalent. They ain't surveyed me. I could have skewed the numbers for y'all, gangy. My fault.
No cap.
Ain't nobody surveyed me.
What's the sample size too?
Have any of y'all niggas been surveyed?
Fuck no. I don't get surveyed for shit. That's why
I never had a say. Yeah, I'm starting to believe all that shit's fraudulent.
When the last time a nigga been surveyed?
I don't know nobody in my life that was like, oh yeah, I just answered this random black survey of where I live and shit. I've never heard it, never seen it.
Hey, Sage, a random question. Weird. Some woman walked up to me and asked me how many times I had sex in the past 6 months.
I'm saying, never get that call unless it was on some make sure you like and subscribe shit after. Like, no, bro, I've never seen that.
I definitely ignore the person too if they ask me. But
I would not goose the fuck out of this. I don't know what survey.
Yeah, I lied. 70. I lied. Okay.
25 in the last 3 months.
Is this NBA YoungBoy's official YouTube page?
Nah, we're getting jabroni. No way. Bring in Jabroni.
Hey, I
don't think that's him, but if it was him, that
I know what side I'm on.
That'd be crazy.
Listen, I don't. Kai got Dominique. I guess who got a little baby.
I don't. I got him. No, but I don't think that the numbers are. I don't think that the numbers are crazy off though. I don't think that niggas. I don't think that people really be having sex though. Like if that makes sense.
NBA Kenry.
I don't think people be having sex like crazy or whatever the case may be. I don't think niggas really be having sex as much as they try to allude to on Twitter. Like different bodies, even at my single peak. I'm a handsome guy. Nah, never mind. Let me not say that. Never mind.
I was gonna let you walk into it too. I'll let you keep talking, nigga.
Damn.
I know niggas don't fuck none for real though. That's what I'm ultimately saying. I know folks don't actually get into these like super promiscuous. I got what did dude say? We said we asked him, the dude that worked at the bar. We was like, when I was asking like how many times have you had sex, nigga was like 2 times a week with different people.
Oh, yeah, that was OD.
You talking about fake word, dude? Yeah. You talking about fake word, dude?
Yeah,
nigga said he had, like, what is it, 104 bodies that he fucked?
Yeah, nigga's a fucker. Like, right, that nigga right, is a fucker, bro.
104 bodies. I'll be cleaning up.
I'm like, hey, bro, you got it, gang. That's crazy.
I don't know. Chad is saying that's for real YB's YouTube, by the way, but go ahead.
I tapped the shit in the phone, and it pulled up some same account with no subs. I don't know how the fuck you did that.
Damn. Mm. Tough.
All I know is, yeah.
Follow me if you're real, gang. I don't know.
Yeah, tag me right now and delete it.
Niggas just be chatting about like who they be having sex with. But yeah, you're right. Niggas don't really like niggas in their 20s. Don't be really fucking like that. Like most of y'all niggas ugly and broke. So I don't know what's going on, bro. Okay.
Damn.
Niggas
get a Tesla. Don't know how to act. That's crazy.
And they say
I knew this nigga before the Tesla. I know him.
Most niggas are ugly and or broke, bro. Let's just keep it a beam, bro.
And don't know how to have conversation as well. So
and don't know how to treat.
Like if Ack was broke,
it's a lot that go into it.
If Ack was broke,
you ain't had to. If
Ack was broke, he'd be on that list as well.
Y'all seen that shit with him recently?
Let him cut his camera. Before, because he pulled it up.
Damn,
let him cut his camera. Yeah, I did see this shit.
Another computer, Omar. Come on, I can't cut my camera right now.
Oh, where do? She's cheesing me. What's it called? Yeah, I did see that shit recently. Yeah, a lot of these. I said that about the lot of the manosphere niggas and the red pill niggas. They're lame in real life. They just got successful. Like they just gotta look like a lame ass nigga, bro.
Yeah, Ack and Myron look lame as fuck, bro. Yeah.
I take it back. Ack and Walter might be the two worst though.
Oh no, Walter is the nigga with the scrunched up face. That's the dark.
Say the dark.
Nigga, right?
Say dark. Yeah, okay.
That's
the
fresh guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fresh. That's fresh.
Oh, he's fresh. Definitely not fit. Okay.
Yeah, and then go ahead. I'm waiting for you. Are y'all gonna throw Sneeko in there too? Or because low here, we gonna hold back.
Yeah, Sneeko is kind of heat, but I don't think.
I've never heard Sneeko talk to himself.
I never heard Sneeko call him talk himself in third person. When you get to that level of like craziness, bro, it's kind of
him adding on to that conversation that we're talking about on the Fresh and
Wait podcast. Walter talks in third person.
No, Walt. Okay, the problem with Walter.
And does he call himself Walter or Fresh? Like as he talks in third
person, he calls himself like. I'm a Big Mac, like Big Mac. You know, us as players, you know, we do. We have sex all the time. Like, as a true player, of course you're going to get burned. And when he says burn, he's talking about STDs. He's talking about STDs.
What? It's a part of the game.
He's literally said, he's like, it's a part of the game, man. Like, us true players, we've gotten burned before.
Oh, enunciate the word player?
Yeah.
That nigga said earn your stripes by getting a burnt dick.
This dude is flexing STDs.
Yeah, this is crazy.
So yeah, that nigga is wild. Sneeko's more in the vein of like conspiracy theories.
Nah, him being on that podcast trying to jump on. Now, Ack is the one who took it to a whole nother degree. Him trying to jump on that woman too. Like, that's some lame ass shit.
But that's what I'm saying. Plus, another degree.
You talking
another
about the degree. Clip that got deleted? I haven't seen it yet.
No, it's actually the clip itself is gone, but the actual podcast is still up. So you can still.
Yeah, actual podcast. Yeah. And many people have reacted to it too. Let me get Rel's black ass out of here. He gonna DM me too later on. Where do tell her to hit the link? Tell her to hit the link. Tell her to hit the link.
Uh-oh. Your guest came?
Wonder.
Listen, we're potting. I don't know we're in the flow. That's what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think all them niggas, and they need to do push-ups. For niggas that preach health and all this shit, I haven't seen Sneeko stand up from a computer in so long. I did not know he was that small.
He's done push-ups on stream, though.
Myron is definitely...
That nigga's crazy skinny. That nigga is crazy skinny.
The little nigga?
Yes, that nigga is crazy skinny.
He said the little niggas.
And who
again? I was just saying, is he a little nigga?
Young boys Sneeko, in the Discord now.
Sneeko is like, Sneeko looks like he's 110. He looks 110 pounds, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Again, though, Sneeko's more so in the conspiracy theory. He's not really into.
Look at Tierra. Hey, sit down.
Just sit down.
You she talking can't even to
hear
me?
Us. Oh shit, she can't.
I can hear you above, but I'm trying to get my headphones.
Oh, okay, wait, I'll bring you back a week.
She said you couldn't be talking to me. You told me to sit down?
What? Every time I'm trying to join, every time I'm trying to hear what she's about to say, I gotta leave because the off season, I mean the halftime just happened, so I'm about to leave. That's tough.
You about to do a halftime report on Twitter, nigga?
No. I'm about to leave my house and go get me something to drink because it's halftime. Like I'm not like the game is off, so I gotta go get something to drink.
Nigga, DoorDash. What the fuck? You're rich, hey. Nigga. What are you talking about?
Oh my god. I can just go down the street and back, but niggas.
Or you can sit your black ass down, turn your camera on because you're on a goddamn podcast, and DoorDash something to drink during halftime.
Niggas that drink water. Drink water.
Nigga, you're not too good for tap water. I know you got a filter. You're rich.
You're too good for tap water.
He got the good Brita. Okay.
How far is the gas station?
It's down the street. It's not too far.
Nigga, if it takes more than 10 minutes, we're no longer brothers.
What are you talking about?
You better be back in 10 minutes.
Bro, I'll be back. Bro, I'll be back.
Tierra might spit. I ain't gonna lie.
Pause.
Yo.
That's wild.
How is that pause?
Her wife would not like that.
I'm saying,
can it be paused if we're talking about a woman?
Yo, chill out of respect, Lamar. Yo, chill out, bro.
Oh, so all of a sudden, y'all niggas was just mad at Tier.
I ain't gonna say that.
Now it's an issue.
Yo, I mean, I don't wanna. All right, fuck it. We going there. All right, fuck it. I ain't going down the hill. No pause, I guess. I don't know.
I guess I'm not fighting this battle.
Pause made me pussy. I ain't pussy, nigga. No pause. Unpause. Resume. Play. Fast forward.
What's it called? Somebody bring up a topic. Shit, I ain't gonna lie, we flowing.
We're finessing.
Where's guest?
We'll read the super chat. CJ Harrell says, y'all complain about not getting any. I be busting my right hand back out. It was hard to read.
You see that emoji?
I'm saying,
my right hand back out is crazy, bro.
Dante says, yelling, I'm the prize in public is crazy. Fram God says, flashlights go stupid. Not gonna lie.
Flashlights.
Let's be real. A lot of you niggas don't need flashlights because y'all don't clean them. JTR Baldwin. And like after 2 weeks of using it, this thing, yo,
that's
guys,
dirty,
my shit
dirty.
Away. We're like, what's wrong? It just didn't feel the same. Nigga, did you clean it? I rinsed it out. Nigga, you need to clean it, not rinse it out.
Nah, that's dirty. That is dirty.
Saying.
Y'all niggas don't need flashlights. Put them shits away.
Yeah, just use your hand.
Ew, that's disgusting. Q-Pac says
nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Appreciate that, Pac.
Rel sent $4.99 just to wait until the back, and then never got brought up.
That's too.
Fram guy says BBC is the only way. Wait, wrong chat. And Alexander Bethea, imagine accidentally busting inside, telling her to get a plan B. She's like, nah, no need, in a deep, very white voice.
That's crazy.
Y'all be having a lot of fantasies about having sex with transgender women, bro. And Manny says, Señor Damo,
imagine this.
Imagine this so specifically.
I'm going Oliveira.
That nigga almost had a kid.
Yo, imagine if have sex with her and then you fall in love deeply and you commit to your rest of your life with her and then you have like a family with her and then she finally says, hey, I was born a man, and then you tell her, hey, I don't care, and then you continue to live happily ever after and then you die together at the same time. Imagine if that happened.
Imagine you try to go down on her one time and it's just the cock, but like you're curious, you kind of like it, so you just go for it. Like,
what would you do? Would you keep sucking, or
would you keep sucking?
and then she finishes. And then it goes in your mouth, and you don't spit any of it out. Like, you swallow all of it. Like, imagine.
Hold on. I'm just in a Twitter space with my shit muted. Just muted. I am just muted. I'm not my shit is muted with a laughing emoji. Every time we say imagine, I'm just laugh emoji.
Dead ass. I said that, and Wes got so mad earlier when I said that. I said, yo, bro, the niggas that bring up analogies and shit and arguments all the time, their basis is analogies. That shit is, one, it's something to have it. Two, it's weak as fuck. That's like saying if a panda and a kangaroo had sex, then all of a sudden, Christianity isn't a real religion. Wes, we're talking about.
What was that analogy he had? What was that analogy he had earlier?
Talking about trans women not disclosing. No, yeah, I got this one. Because this shit blew me. And my mic turned down too. Let me turn it up. Nigga, shit blew me. This nigga, I'm like, all right. So the conversation is trans women disclosing that they were pre or post op or they're trans. Before, after, whatever, before sex. This nigga says it should be illegal because if say a girl don't tell you her age, and you don't ask for that information beforehand, me immediately mute. This nigga's an idiot. What are we? I start laughing. All I see Omar do, mute. Listen, let me tell you something right now. You niggas using weak ass analogies. Tell me a lot about yourselves. Give me all seeing this nigga. Hands on.
Like, yeah, Omar goes, yeah, I have the common sense to know what a 15-year-old fucking looks like. And then Wes goes, now Omar, I didn't say 15. I said 17. That's where they really trick you.
No, you see what?
Come on, bro.
Sozo kill me. He goes, this nigga Omar unmutes the whole space. He immediately unmutes. No. First of all, Omar, this is why I'm hating. Because no one said 15. No one said age. I ain't saying age. You just throwing their ages out there. We're not talking about a 15-year-old girl. But if she's 17, I'm like, mute. This nigga's an idiot, bro. There's no way.
Now, because in a lot of places, 17 isn't the age of consent. You see what you
in Texas? In Texas, come on, bro.
I said, name them, Wes. I can't even really name them.
Ones is not. I know a lot of where it is. It's like,
and now I'm asking, and I said that because I was like, it makes me question what you've been through / what you've done in your thought process. Now I ain't gonna lie, Wes's radar is 17. So that's where my mind is right now. He's scoping.
It's 17, but do it look easy?
Do it look 8? Do it 17, look 8? Look,
does she look passable? Does she? If will she make you double take? Like, nah, bro. Just don't even fuck with that. Nigga was like, I don't even know why we talk about 17. I look at 20, maybe 19 in the past. I was like, all right, this nigga just making it worse for himself. like, no one's asking.
Some niggas' faces do not know when to stop. Facts.
Me in the background. What does this have to do about trans woman? Him, you know, 20 is the right number for me. At 20, what I like. I mean, maybe I might let a 19-year-old slide. Like, all right, Wes, what this got to do?
I don't know. She looked mature. All of her TikToks, there's like fucking lockers in the background.
Hey, all of them is the hip dance. All of them is.
Chat, let me ask you. When have you ever seen a college with fucking lockers?
Nah.
Come on, bro.
Oh, my God.
Motherfucker go on Snapchat still. It's like, oh, shit.
how do you communicate with her? First, she added me on a snap. Come on, bro. All right.
Hey, we got a 50-day streak.
Okay, right.
Be fucking for real, bro.
BFFR. That shit is super disgusting, bro. I'm just saying. And mind you, I swear he's one of the people. Just having that conversation. We're going to get back into it later on tonight. Just having that conversation. I'm saying, though, like, they don't look older to y'all. No. You'll never get me with the concept that they look older, bro. But that's these weak ass people. When they make them weak ass analogies, I already know. They don't have a leg.
As a person that overuses analogies too, nah, I know that some niggas is nah.
Oh, okay. Side note. Let's pivot to this because I know Omar was talking about teachers, more teachers getting caught sleeping with students recently. Mm-hmm. I know the tweet that you was referring to specifically, and it had like two women on the tweet, right?
Let's get back on it. We were never on the basketball talk, though. Like,
the first 2 seconds of the podcast. Oh, Giannis.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah.
We're really getting down to business.
The boys are back, baby.
We never talk, bro.
Hey, chat. Listen, I'm telling y'all right now, I'm going to give y'all inside scoop. We get two episodes that do shitty. We will be talking about whatever basketball topic. I'm going to tell them now.
Y'all on basketball, bro. Go on strike. Hit the dislike button.
Don't watch for one episode. I bet you Omar will be ready to talk about goddamn DeJounte Murray then. I bet you.
At that point, I swear to God, I'm going to be making shit up. Man, Shaedon Sharpe.
All right,
bro.
Random takes. Random hot takes. Fuck it.
Oh, yeah.
If we're being real, left-handed white European centers, Poku got it. Right now? Today,
who's better? Who's better?
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. Chat star feeding for basketball. I'm still in DTP flow. I'm gonna just start shouting random young niggas.
Eighth graders.
I'm pulling my aunt right, nigga. I'm going immediately watching the class of 2035.
I'm just fucking line stepping basketball too. Fuck it. I'm gonna be like, the Lakers aren't that bad. I mean, they're not great, but they're not that bad, bro. They could be like a 7 seed. I'm a piss niggas off, bro. No,
I'm gonna be Black Sack Sports. I'm gonna just start making up random shit.
Hey, between pods too. We'll do one on Monday. They don't play until Friday, and we'll just make up a bunch of news and then report it on Thursday. Go ahead, B-Souls, with the teachers, because I think that's like
have a stream where we lie about trades. It's
funny. All right. So this was a tweet that was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday, right, Omar? You're talking about it yesterday.
Yeah, maybe yesterday.
So this was a tweet that you were talking about yesterday. 269 teachers from K to 12. Okay. 269 teachers from K to 12 have been arrested on child sex crimes in the first 9 months of 2022. An alarming number. 269 teachers is insane. As you can see, the picture right here is two women of the Caucasian race. But apparently, dive into the data. 80% of this 269 were men. I just find it very weird, this tweet.
Damn, I ain't see that.
Like, now knowing that fact, knowing that 80%, a vast majority of them were men, and you just, more and more, bro, I swear to God, I find out men truly just hate women. I ain't gonna lie.
No, look at
that. Just hate women, bro. Like, damn.
My brother!
They literally put two decently attractive women as like the two photos to make you be like, those kids are okay. Like, literally, all they did that for. Because other than that, is a bunch of men that looks like that one security guard at the basketball game. Oh, that's who them other 215 men were. And the other women, I guarantee you, didn't look like that. That was decent milk. I bet you wasn't no good milk in there.
I also found it funny within these tweets. There were a lot of people talking about how, dang, where was this in high school when I was in high school? I swear.
Comment on that.
Like, this shit is all over the place now. And everyone's reply, always getting ratioed. They were always there. They just never chose you.
You were that ugly.
You were untouchable as a child, guy. I'm sorry.
They were the men. They were the men too. But one, we already knew this, and two, I think I'm not gonna lie. What's it called? They're awful. I'm not excusing any of the situation that happened. This shit is crazy. I did say in my space though, when we talked about it, I feel like teachers are getting younger. I'm not justifying it. I'm worried about these young teachers next to these the young girls. I ain't gonna lie. Young male teachers next to the young girls.
Omar, you don't get it. They're just having trouble discerning which ones are over 18 and under 18.
they're going to their high school job. They're like, I got somebody 18 in here, right?
They got that West radar, bro.
They holding them back.
This shit broken.
I ain't gonna lie. She getting straight C's. She might know that this shit don't matter for real. Let me, like, all right, bro.
But the way that, and I'm about to sound real blue pill, though. So get ready for the comments. Blue pill Omar. He's always caping for women X, Y, and Z. Get ready. Here's my stance. All
right.
Blue.
When they, there's always a narrative. There's always an X, Y, and Z. And when they decide to vilify people, they're going to decide to vilify people. I think it's a general statement. Yo, we got to stop vilifying people in general. But, yo, bro, stop trying to put women on the hook for men's problems. That is crazy that they put these two milk babies as the face of this headline when 80% were men. Knowing that these horny old men are raping these young women. And it's to a disproportionate amount. That's disgusting work. Same thing with the Alexandra Hunt situation. You stop telling women, hey, man, y'all start fucking these men more, they're going to stop being violent towards you. That is not their responsibility. That shit is sick.
Man told niggas, half the world problems will go away if niggas just stop what they're doing and beat they did before they left the house. It's true. And it shows every day.
Constantly. This is the article, by the way, just to confirm it. Because I know the tweet you just saw was just a tweet.
Security guard. Security
he
guard.
Do look like he looked like a soccer coach. Yeah.
And that's the nasty thing about it is the actual article, this is like a Fox 32 shit. The actual news reportings will have this, but the ones that circulate Black Twitter or I don't know any other side of Twitter, K-pop Twitter.
Who cares?
Asian Twitter, huh?
But the ones that circulate those sides of Twitter will always try to paint it as, you know, this narrative. And they be run by people that don't give a fuck about communities and shit like that. That shit is nasty.
Oh, yeah. They want the clicks, bro. What's going to get more clicks?
Milk babies. Let me ask,
do y'all have any like experiences or whatever when you were in high school or when in school in general?
Turn it down.
Am I say?
Now you OD. No cap.
Okay. How about this? That's good?
You're good.
That's fine.
All right, cool. Y'all have any experiences with like an inappropriate teacher or some shit? Like, cause I
had always men,
teacher.
Always men.
Yeah, right? I had a gym teacher inappropriate before, like in class, one time about like the, cause they split in PE they split us up, boys one side, girls other side, whatever. And the girls were doing their laps, and he made a comment that stuck out to me, like me and two other dudes, and we was like, yeah, Mr. Frank's a weirdo. I ain't gonna lie. Watch out for Mr. Frank. The nigga's weird.
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely that one teacher, young dude, probably like 24, 25, and every girl is literally like, oh my God, he's so cute or whatever the fuck. And then you just know in the back of your mind, even at 17, 16, this nigga's going to fold and do something ridiculous. like in the back of your mind. And then when that story comes out, because it was this one dude, one of my science teachers, 10th grade, by senior year, story broke. I was like, not shocked. They was talking about that shit in fourth period. I was like, I literally, literally knew it was gonna happen. Like this, I had that vibe from bro. And then y'all was getting
I had a teacher that was just way too close with the girls in the class. I'm like,
oh my god, yo, them teachers that I'm sorry to interrupt you, souls, but them teachers that always cape for the women, bro. Watch out. I be telling motherfuckers, bro. I used to try ROTC and I had this one commander and everybody loved commander. And I just, for something, me and him just never got along. And I found out why. Cause one of these days, me and my girl, we were sitting next to each other. She was in ROTC too. She got light commands, all the other shit. This motherfucker on my dick, bro. Like he's just wilding. And I'm like, fool, why ain't you? Like, we right next to each other doing the same ignorant-ass shit. Because mind you, she's a female version of me. So we're literally just, like, on some ignorant shit the whole time. But for some reason, she is shawty, she get away with it. I'm a nigga, I don't. And then I just notice day after day after day, endless motherfucker, like, he ain't cool with no niggas. He's always in the after meeting with the shawties and everything. Two years after graduation, story broke out. He packed up. He was weird. Not shocked at all.
All the male gym teachers at my school, they had couches in their office.
1 year check, 1 year.
They always had what's it called? Women with stomach issues could go in there, and he would just roll the basketballs out. He would go in like, come on, but again, every situation that I'm referring to, because it wasn't just one, two, three, it was multiple. Mm-hmm. Every situation I know throughout the newspaper in real life. All of them were the male teachers. Yep. Every last one of them. Never was a woman teacher. In my personal experience, never. Always a male teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yo, Chad is saying you give an ROTC, Sage.
I don't know how. I failed out. It was 1 year. Completely failed.
How you fail out of an elective?
Bro, we literally ain't fuck with each other, but I'll admit that nigga passed me because he knew like I was on his ass. So we had a lot of agreements. I just needed to pass this certain drill test, the left flank, right drill flank, test. Whatever. Hey, yeah, yo. Whatever bullshit. Yeah, right, but that nigga, hey yo, for real. So it's like so it was like I just had to pass the test or whatever fuck. And then I was like, all right, bro, I'ma stay out of class. I ain't gonna corrupt your crew or anything like that. I'm not gonna show up to the games. And in exchange, bro, give me a C. I don't give a fuck. And at that point in time, I was ignorant in the head, thought high school didn't matter, which still don't, but you know, scholarships would have been nice. So yeah.
Hey, yo, buddy. That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I am into this Philly Milwaukee game. I've been doing a lot of DraftKings lately. Sorry.
Let me bring this up. We could do bigger Q&A. Whatever. Let me bring this up. Be quiet, B Souls. Be quiet. We got all ads. Right, I'll start
chat. It's been longer than 10 minutes too. I guess Lowe's not your brother no more.
Yeah,
it definitely has. Oh my god.
All right, let me bring this up, bro.
Hi, I'm Michelle. I'm 24. And in August, I got fired from my six-figure tech job because I posted a TikTok video on the internet about how I forgot to put a cup underneath my Keurig. And so my coffee spilled all over my counter. But at the same time, I was actually sitting in a meeting at 4:30 in the morning. And I didn't realize when I uploaded the video to TikTok that in the background of my video, you could actually hear my work meeting going on. And I didn't find that out actually until 24 hours later when I got called into a meeting with HR and they fired me for gross negligence. Yeah. Anyway, since then, I got on the internet about a month.
Shut your monkey ass up.
I set the quality
a bit off for me. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about you. Essentially, what happened in that clip is she was making, and I don't know if y'all been seeing this. At least it's been on my timelines. There's a age group, the Gen Zs. The younger millennials, they're making TikToks about their actual jobs without understanding what discrete information is, and they're getting fired.
Oh yeah, yeah. All right, I zoned her out. Oh yeah, no, you're an idiot. What?
Mm-hmm. So she essentially had the meeting played in the background, but there was another woman it's a video where she has a chip in her hand and she's going through the doors at the job. So she's like, yeah. This chip gives me this level 3 access, and this is what level 3 access.
Oh yeah, you're
but I can't get into this one. I can't level 4 in this one.
Motherfuckers so, trying to do day in the lives so say, bad, bro.
Why are you vlog like once like Chad? I get it, you know.
You do the background music too. Ding, ding,
ding. No bullshit, right? But I get it, Chad. You work at the Starbucks and the Chick-fil-A. You got that coworker to show he's twerking in the background. All right, cool, whatever. Once you get like that 9 to 5 behind a desk, bro, you can't do that. When your job's important, you can't do that. Please go on, Omar.
Especially at tech jobs, though.
I'm saying like a tech job, security job, insurance, a place with clientele. What are you doing?
What makes her case even worse is she in that same video she continues on to say, "Yeah, with that being said, I'm starting my own company." She was like tech consulting in that job, and so her new job is tech consulting. So she's gonna try to use the resources and take.
She got no option now. No,
that's funny. That's funny.
And my worst part about it.
That's me for real. Go ahead.
My thing about it is, and I said this about like even when Sneeko's situation went down. I know the internet is fun and exciting and new, but giving so much is so scary, and people don't understand the ramifications. I don't think she just got fired from that job. I think she's gonna be blackballed out of an entire industry. Because every time somebody looks at you, and I have another recruiter who, or you know, the recruiter, the interviewer, or whatever, and they're 26, 27, so they're on TikTok too, so they seen your monkey ass. I'm interviewing you to say, hey, aren't you the girl that exposed the meeting in the TikTok that got 1.5 million views?
Yes.
Yeah, that's you.
I made a mistake.
Oh, yeah, get your bitch ass out of the office. I'm not talking to you. What are we talking about? I'm just saying, I don't think that a lot of social media will follow you for your life. Dumb shit like that. Her, that therapist woman. Y'all remember that therapist woman?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was talking about the black. Why do you think you'll be able to get a job anymore?
Yo, I said this on my last stream, bro. I do not see myself like being in front of a camera forever. Like, I think there's going to be a point where I want to reclaim privacy in my life. No cap. Like, full privacy.
100%. I see that for you.
So. Fair warning to you.
I see that.
I don't know when it's gonna be, but it's coming. It's coming.
I'm probably chilling, but I definitely see that out of you, souls. But nah.
Hey, 25 turns to 33. So,
oh my God. Damn. Not inaccurate, but damn right. Shit.
No, niggas don't realize that you blink. If you blink, time will definitely fly by.
So only get 6 hours.
One day you'll be saying, "Ah, oh, this clown." Right? Hey, buddy. Hey,
I've never seen Omar interrupt himself. Nah, that's how pissed he is.
Cause this nigga's a clown, bro. And I wanted to say on like the end of the stream how much I care for him and adored him and how he was such an inspiration and shit. Oh but
man, I literally had other things I had to do, bro. Come on now.
But you could have at least came back and said, "Hey guys, I'm back safely," just in case anybody was concerned.
Okay, I'm here now.
But you ain't do it in 10 minutes. You ain't text me. None of that. Bro, you're weird, bro.
Did Tierra say something here or no?
She just left.
She was waiting on you.
That's tough.
Yeah. Hey, well, you let a lot of people down today, but yeah, what were you gonna say?
I guess I'll catch y'all later in a minute.
I mean, I guess so. If that's how you operate.
Also, Avin Preach just put out a video about Sneeko on this hilarious.
I need to watch.
Yeah, 2 days ago, right? That's they got it.
No,
gotta,
today.
No, today. Like, just right now.
Hey, they got 1 million views off of that act clip that we was talking about.
He's still doing that thing.
I personally let it be known to the public. I personally wanted to do the academics reaction.
So Agent didn't want to do.
Yeah, I say it. Well,
Caleb Hody, y'all back?
I personally wanted to.
Somebody hit the no.
Tierra, that is not an accurate picture of you in that thing, is it?
No, you're hating, nigga. Yeah,
no, I'm just saying. Yeah, put it back up.
Damn.
I lift weights.
I apologize, OG. Damn.
This is crazy.
How tall are you?
6'2".
I'm 5'9".
Damn,
yeah,
so she got you.
She's taller than you, Omar.
Yeah, she's taller than us, Omar. This is crazy.
No.
Ain't that right, Domo? Crazy.
No.
Yeah, holding y'all.
I wear boots. I wear boots.
I got boots. You was on your tippy toes. Hey, yo, nah. So,
that's a shot.
Wait.
You can literally look at Omar, and it looks like Omar's on his tippy toes too, bro.
There's one. The one that were back to back. Souls in the clearly. BB?
I am not on my tippy toes.
Souls is on his tippy toes, lifted up, and Omar is laying flat.
I am not on my tippy toes.
I'm like, hold on.
I still think Souls is like this.
Y'all were there. Y'all took the picture.
And we ain't see you on your tippy toes, nigga. I wasn't looking at your
feet. Oh my god, bro.
Okay, can I hear Tierra's opinion?
Ask her opinion. Tierra, sit down.
This nigga right here.
Oh, this is my pod.
We know Tierra.
I would sit, but I was about to smoke.
Ask her the question. I was about to smoke a blunt,
and I realized I'm about to freaking my internet. It's like, but not my internet, but my phone connection is jacked, so I'm about to get on the laptop.
Oh, yeah, I can hear your phone connection is jacked. No, I'm just saying. Like, I'm listening to it right now. So it's like...
Yo, Archie's dying, bro.
Hey, I can hear her phone.
I gotta get on the StreamYard vibe, bro. StreamYard is better than OBS.
It's easier. It's easier.
Nah, it's I'm thinking of Squadcast. Yeah, it's easier.
Omar, what I was about to say is,
what was your question to her? That's what I was going to
ask. I just want to know her perspective on the whole, what we were talking about earlier in the spaces. That's all. I wanted to hear intellects and perspective.
You talking about Wes and his bad hypothetical?
Talking about you too, nigga.
Stop it.
You're talking out your ass, nigga. You just chatting.
Hey, y'all stop having casual sex out there. Form relationships. And you won't be out here.
You're personal chatter, nigga.
Personal chatter is crazy.
Stop it. And you don't love your brother, so.
Nope.
Hey, it's hard to love somebody when they don't love you back, man.
Look at him doubling down. Look at him doubling down on the fact that he does not love me.
Yeah, he didn't hear what I said. It's crazy you hear what I said.
No, though. I heard, but you could. It's hard to love somebody who doesn't love you, but I still love you. Damn, you don't say this one. Y'all supposed to say, "Ooh, what the fuck?"
I was making the face. I'm intrigued. I mean,
I don't know what was going on.
What makes you say I don't love you?
Nobody won when the family's feuding, man. Come on.
No, it's ridiculous, man.
Oh, okay. I'd avoid the question too if I was you. That shit is disgusting.
What did you say?
Now, how do you feel about these millenniums ruining their life for the internet?
I don't think that's
who did that.
The chick that what did she do? Oh, the TikTok chick that
already leaked the meter.
Yeah, she tried to make her day in the life TikToks, and she put her company's meeting, her 9-to-5 corporate tech company's meeting in the TikTok, like what they were actually saying.
There's also the therapist.
Yeah, the therapist woman as well.
Therapist, she's dumb too. Everybody dumb.
Everybody dumb. All right, Tierra. Tell us about your thoughts on do transgender people have to disclose that they are trans? Specifically post-op. If you pre-op, I don't know, Steve and Joe, you should have seen it.
Because that thing was post-op. Big.
I don't want people to think I'm the spokesperson because I'm a part of the LGBTQ community. In my opinion, I agree with Omar and everybody else. Like, I feel like in a perfect world, you know, like, yeah, you should disclose it. However, there's so many reasons why people don't disclose it. Like, in my young life, I've always liked males and females. However, in the beginning of my, like, dating stages, I dated dudes and never even told them I was interested in females. And it's because of the stigma that's attached to the homosexual community. It's like America said, like, there's people who get motherfucking, like, disowned from their families, kicked out of their families, get beat the freak up. I ain't get beat up, thank God, you know what I'm saying? But you got people out here getting murdered over stuff like that. So I can see why there will be some people who don't disclose it, but I feel like the fact, like, this conversation is like blowing up the situation, like America said, like majority, in my opinion, majority people, trans people are disclosing it, and it's for safety reasons, because ideally a mother freaking heterosexual cisgender dude would probably, especially in the colored people community, black, Latino, mother freaking, you trick that nigga to have a sex with him, trick him, you know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, you mother freaking, you're dead and missing, you know? So, but I agree with everybody. It should be disclosed. I understand why it's not.
Damn, I can't even troll. Damn, that's tough.
Nigga said.
You know what I was about to do? I was about to hate on everything she said and then leave like she does under our comment section.
I don't have a space to stay in there. Plus, nobody comments back. I'm not insane. I'm not about to argue with myself.
It's funny to me.
I agree with you saying.
What's funny to me is like Sierra be trolling so much in the goddamn comment section and it just gets on here and just speaks like that. So this shit just threw me left. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't even be trolling.
This shit just threw me left.
You don't be trolling.
I talk to y'all how I talk. As Omar done mother freaking kicked me out of the space, like straight up gave me the boot, didn't bring me back in type of ordeal. Cause this is how I talk. Like I educate, but at the same time, like I roast a little bit. Damo made it clear that he don't want me roasting him because we not cool like that. So I tend to fall back from him, but you know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie.
It's what it is, you know?
Oh, let me go look at this comment. This comment had me so heated. I think I actually saved it because now you're not gonna tell me you weren't trolling on this top comment. But
this comment was crazy.
I could think of that you would find offense is one that I posted on your Twitter, and it was about, I don't know if she's your wife, fiance, girlfriend, but your lady friend. That's the only one I could think of that you would find offense.
Hey, you did call me the token Asian on my podcast. I will say
I did find that. And then I was actually going to come back and apologize because I saw it in your face that you was all butt hurt. And like I said, just a joke. I don't intend to hurt your feelings. If you make it known that I hurt your feelings, like I'm not a bully. But for real though, B-Souls, I do apologize for that because I mean, after the fact when I said it, I'm like, damn, you know, this is what black people be talking about with white people, and then y'all feel like the minority compared to black people. Then when you got people like Sneeko talking about black people mother freaking committing hate crimes on Asian folks, I ain't want you thinking it was one of those type of things. Like,
oh no, I definitely don't share that sentiment that Sneeko has. So it's all cool.
I ain't gonna lie, Sneeko went on a whole year saying some crazy shit.
Hey, stop Asian hate, man.
But yo, I agree with your perspective though. I understand where you're coming from. It's easier said than done. I just feel like the responsible thing to do is just to say it. But I agree. I understand where you're coming from.
Did you find the comment?
Oh, she says on Twitter. So I'm looking through it right now. I was looking through my phone. I could have sworn.
Oh, so that's the one that got your panties in a bunch.
Okay, all right.
You got a sand in your vagina over it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh wow. Okay. All right.
No, but if that is what it is, I wasn't saying it like I said to offend you. I was just making it clear, like to other people, you know, to you, your wife, girlfriend, whoever she is to you, your lady. She is attractive to you, but there's people out here who think she's ugly. Like that's where that comment was going. It's just y'all complain about
it wasn't that. It was something else. No, it was something that I read it and I was like, bro, what the fuck? And I saw who put it, and I was like, oh no. Okay, I know who this is. So let me chill out for a second.
But you gotta let me know, because I know Damo got pissed with me. The first time Damo got pissed with me was y'all the video I watched, the Brittany Griner. And that nigga was talking crazy, talking about she deserved to be arrested because she broke the law. But this nigga live in the state and he smokes weed on motherfucking the podcast. And he lives in a state where motherfucking marijuana is criminalized. So you be in prison too?
I saw Brittany Griner.
When I got on the plane, when I traveled, you know where this was? Home, nigga. Because it's not legal to take.
But you know that because of your state. Like, that whole, like, her coming from a legal state, that stuff gets muddy. Like, it's the same thing with me traveling with New York. Like, technically, in 33 states, I'm allowed to carry my pistol. There's some states I'm not allowed to carry my pistol. Do you think I'm always thinking about, like, oh, is this the one? Is this the one? It's the same thing with weed. Weed is legal here, but I take my weed everywhere.
But if that's the law, though. Yeah, that's the law, they enforce it.
You can't have a pistol, travel with a pistol. You should know that as a person that carries a pistol. You should know the law about those things. Me knowing how much I smoke. I know where I'm going, how I'm traveling, if I should and shouldn't bring whatever I'm bringing with me or leaving home. With Brittany Griner being a person that's frequently been over to that side of the country, to Russia or wherever part of the world she was at, she's been there before. That wasn't her first time being there. And that was the point I was wanting to make very clear, find out about. Is that her first time being there? No. So she knew what it was over there. I'm not going to get mad at how another country runs their shit for real, because I hardly care about how we run our shit. So why would I give a fuck about how Russia runs their shit or Lithuania or where the fuck she's at? Why would I care about how they run their shit if I don't even care about how we run our shit? That was my standpoint. That's how I look at it.
I think the feds run up in your house and arrest you for marijuana possession. Should we just be like, F mother freaking Damo, because he broke North Carolina's law?
If you don't smoke weed and you don't fuck with weed and you've always made it very clear you're not a weed person and you didn't care if I got locked up for weed, I wouldn't feel no kind of way. That's you.
But if you are you saying if you are someone who fucks with weed, you should care?
No, I'm saying in general.
Oh, don't put a whole bunch of prerequisites behind it. I mean,
okay, you caught that too.
Yeah, I'm like, nigga, is it yes or no? But you put a whole bunch of if you
I caught it.
You
like,
caught
if you know, I'm like halfway in. You said you got the prerequisites?
I was halfway in. I heard three ifs. I ain't gonna lie. Hey, that's tough.
There's no prerequisites or whatever the fuck. I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care if I got locked up on some weed shit. Knowing it's illegal, knowing how much I smoke. If I got locked up on some weed shit, I would not be sitting here crying for niggas to help me get the fuck out or crying for niggas to change the laws for me. I wouldn't be upset if niggas didn't care. Whether you did fuck weed or didn't fuck weed.
Yeah,
I'm not saying she's crying. I'm saying me particularly. I wouldn't be upset if niggas didn't care because I know what the rules is. I know the law.
Omar's is Andres.
Yeah, I just got a question. Here, how you swollen can fight and got a gun? Something got to give.
I hunt. The gun isn't for protection. My protection is Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I don't need no guns. Crazy. You know, I don't need no
bombs for that.
Hey, I live in New York.
You live in New York?
New York State.
Oh, New York State. Okay, I'm not.
I'm from Rochester. I know when people say I'm from New York, the ignorant folks be like, New York City? No, New York State.
I want to own. I do want to own a gun.
I've been thinking about it.
Is it easy to get one down there?
Oh, it's very easy
for sure. I just don't. Part of me for a long time has been
I can get one tomorrow at Walmart.
Part of me has been like I don't want to, but recently I don't know what I've been having like low key nightmares. I've been like I should kind of get a gun. Maybe it's because I'm paranoid or whatever. But
you don't have any ops, nigga. Calm down.
It's not to be quiet.
You told one story.
To be quite honest with you, it's not even about that anymore. I think I still frequent sides of towns that I shouldn't frequent.
Not the nigga who had his own nigga. Shut the fuck up, Omar.
What you mean?
Not this nigga. I'm about to put my camera on. Not this nigga. Telling me last month about me protecting the woman I'm with because we're in certain sides of town. And you gotta do a certain type of thing. Now all of a sudden you in so many bad parts of town. You need a fucking 4 or 5 on you, nigga. What are you talking about? How about you not go to those sides of town? How about that?
I'm gonna have a dick on me. No cap.
This is crazy.
I'm saying it's not out of like, oh, I'm just doing it for fun. I go over there out of like obligation. So like even I mean school. There's two Airbnbs. We got family members over there. Like, I go over there out of obligation. And with it becoming like darker at night and shit like that, climate's getting bad, recession darker. Hitting niggas. Niggas is actually believing there's a recession. I ain't gonna lie. I might have to keep
it getting darker at night now.
We're gonna go because of the recession.
We were in a recession for like 2 months and niggas didn't believe it. You're right.
Niggas is actually believing we in a recession. So niggas is getting niggas gonna get desperate. So, hey. Come up out of that class at 7:30. Next semester, my final semester, I'm gonna have a class where I get out at 7:30 every night. So I could only imagine like leaving the school.
I did it. Don't worry, I did it.
No, I'm saying
when you graduate
next semester.
Oh.
But I'm saying like real niggas like they think I got something on me, but they don't know. Like I'm Lowe's little brother, not the you know what I'm saying. So
I'm happy you know you're my little brother.
Oh man,
in the chronicle, in that fucking
uniform you had on, that was mine.
You're on cock and balls, buddy. But ultimately, no, for real though, like I'm starting to go, I'm in Atlanta more. I was in Atlanta all day today, but like riding from what, like,
I thought this was your city,
Southwest Atlanta area, through Cascade and all that shit like that. It's cool. It could be my city. Niggas do not care about none of that.
I didn't know you was pussy though. That's crazy.
You think niggas wouldn't shoot at T.I.? You think niggas wouldn't shoot at T.I.? That's why that nigga moved to Johns Creek. Bitch ass.
Oh wow. Okay.
That's what rich people do when they move up, they move out.
You got to. I ain't.
I don't know about all that.
Wait, let me say this. This is the Sage, Damo, and B Souls. When y'all came to Atlanta, the restaurant that I took y'all to, didn't one of our MVPs, after we were sitting down in there, he was like, "Hey y'all, I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, I understood. It's a little crazy up in here." But that was, in fairness to him.
Shout out to Don.
A lot of motherfuckers that we was with ain't.
I was so confused.
And I don't even claim the hood, but a lot of motherfuckers that don't have that smart at all. Niggas was acting like they were just here. And Dama will attest to it. Motherfuckers was bunched up in the center of this hood, hugging at the doorway, loud screaming. And everybody, while I'm literally ordering my food, I see them looking at these niggas like, "Who the fuck are y'all? who the hell are y'all? And where are y'all even from?" So I was like, "Yeah, nah, I'm not even mad at him."
Where'd y'all take him?
That shit was hilarious, nigga.
I'm not even mad at him for that.
Nigga, Homer, where'd you take him?
Who was off of MLK over by who's off of MLK? Like,
by far, top five worst places to be.
Hey, but I'm gonna tell you what made Don say that. Hold on, double. I'm gonna tell you what made Don say that. Caleb, I told Caleb. Caleb pulls up.
Caleb and Boogie.
My guys. Yeah. My guys. Hey, that's what I was like.
That's the thing. Listen, Don was already on edge the whole time. Listen, we sitting there chilling. I'm looking at Don. Don's like rocking, and I'm like, "All right, Don's uncomfortable." This nigga Caleb comes in there, mind you. The entire establishment is black outside of Souls and now Caleb.
Exactly.
This nigga and Boogie.
And this nigga comes in and flops them short, just casual white guy fit. Hey guys! Hey! 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 This nigga Don has this little fanny pack, and he's like, "Oh yeah, nah." Yeah. Hey guys, we gotta hurry up this kid.
Who's Don?
MVP.
Man, to give y'all a little bit more context. Caleb's a big dude.
Oh, and Cruz.
Caleb is big, nigga.
Yeah, for context. Caleb a big dude. So it's like motherfucker bunches through the door. It's not some 5'5 or 5'2 with attitude motherfucker. Dude, big as shit. Big body motherfucker. "Hey, yo, what's up, guys?" And Larry run to the door and get this nigga a hug. I'm like, "Ah, shit."
Where MLK on one?
It's some restaurant. Not that side Milk of MLK. No. It's some soul food spot that charges you 50
if you use a card, which is why I didn't fucking eat there.
I can't think of it.
I remember Damo tried to ego someone in the parking lot and failed miserably.
Oh yeah, that old lady.
you're tagging the fucking elderly.
Walmart, y'all closer on the Fulton Industrial side?
Nah, not that far. I'll text you where it was.
The only thing I remember about the restaurant is y'all was talking about the font of the fucking menu. That's the only thing I remember.
You know what's funny about what you just said? I was there today, and I got Chick-fil-A. I was by like the AU Center. I got Chick-fil-A, and I was sitting in a parking lot eating. Nigga walks by three times, and it was cold today. Nigga has on a black T-shirt, some black tight-ass pants, a Gucci belt. Swear to God, the pants had no belt loops. He just had a Gucci belt on. And then some Gucci flip-flops. He paces by one time. I got my Netflix popped up on the camera, you know, on the phone or whatever. He paces by one time. Okay, cool. He paces by another time. I say to myself, this nigga paced by one more time, I'm leaving. And this time, he was closer to the car and it was a slow pace.
Me, I'm gonna keep it a bean with you, boy. I don't know why you sitting in fucking. Why are you sitting in the parking lot, nigga?
Hey, hey, man.
Yeah, were you eating? What were you doing?
Yeah, I was eating. I was eating.
But that's a nasty place to be. No cap.
But that's how I. That, I'm telling you, that's how I like navigate my life. So, at least give me the opportunity to.
This is nasty.
Bust back. I want to bust back.
First of all, he was already there. If he sees you reaching for something,
I can tell now, Omar, you might be one of those people. When you first get a gun, you are going to be eager to use it. You're going to sit the fuck out.
You know who Omar gonna get him over some bullshit
because he's trigger happy. Like,
you know who that
escalate
is?
Escalate some shit.
Waleed.
Yeah, that's Waleed, boy.
Oh man,
that's
Waleed.
Waleed. That nigga Waleed is fantasizing about hypotheticals before that shit, bro.
Yo, Sage.
I feel like Waleed hates me and Damo.
Yeah, I don't know how you feel about it, but ever since then, it ain't sat right with me. And
it didn't sit right with me either. I was like, damn.
I slipped on it and I was like, you know what?
What happened?
Bro, I'm trying to record the fucking Tesla we about to get in before we went on the road and, you know, low is low. You know, before we get in the car, yo, this nigga Waleed out of nowhere. Hey, watch where you're recording. Don't record nothing. Don't show no numbers. I'm like, yo, nigga, I am. The car.
Yeah. I had the camera going forward and everything. I was like, damn.
Only reason why.
But I understood it. I understood.
The only reason why is because that house in particular, like people have already like borderline leaked, and it's actually the, I want to say it's the last house that has not been leaked yet. And I had an incident at that house where I was by myself, and we had the cameras there when I used to be living there. And then this girl pulls up at the house. Mind you, I'm the only one there. Like, we're leading them. Everybody's gone. This is before AMP had, like, the house. And they fly down here. So everybody's left the house to go shoot AMP, right? So what I think is that somebody knew where they were at and then told them to go, whatever. But nobody was there. This girl drives up, passes the house one time, goes around the roundabout, down the street, passed by it again, gets out the car. Walks up the fucking hill. Y'all know how steep the hill is. Walked up the fucking driveway. Then got back in the car, drove all the way up to the driveway. I'm like, bro, what the fuck going on, bro? And so then I meet her at the door, like, oh, what's going on? She's like, oh yeah, is there Jared here or da-da? I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you talking about? And she had a backpack with her. She's like, oh, I must be at the wrong house. I was like, yeah, she's about to come in here and rob this motherfucker, bro.
I thought you meant the two little white boys that came to the house. But
that too, that also happened.
I'm telling you, the address hasn't been leaked.
Is that where though? Phantom fucked around and damn near leaked the address. So yes, like that's why.
Damn.
I'm telling you right now, I'm gonna get the gun and I'm only wearing crop shirts and I'm gonna have it like all the way out like this all the time.
Omar's gonna escalate something that don't need to
just
be.
Just get a
100%. Omar gonna threaten the wrong nigga on accident. I see it.
Having a dick poke out like that is crazy.
I'm saying, yeah, somebody's
and,
gonna.
And I'm gonna be in the spotlight of hell, yeah.
He know what he doing, so I'm not actually concerned.
Hey, I'm a y'all.
Hey, when Soul's talking to the dude, he like, hey, yo, Omar, the problem? He's like, hey, man, y'all good, bro? Y'all good?
Hey, if a nigga ever press B Souls again, I'm not just turning around. I'm hopping out the line. Nah, G, we got
Nah, G, we just ordering our food.
The fish is in the back.
Different tone. And I'm going to be the nigga. I'm going to be the nigga, too. If I'm checking out, I'm automatic. I'm putting everything on the counter, too. How much you say it was? $5? They go to phone. They go to gun. All right. Here go your $5.
Do not get his nigga gun. He trolling, yeah. But don't get his nigga gun, bro.
Yo, me and Dom have been looking in the gulag trying to figure out who Big Dude is. It's a word of the whole.
You got me, head ass.
Big dude. Who the
yo? What's up with your guests, bro? What's up with your connects, bro? Maybe bailing.
She's had a really crazy day today, you know what I'm saying? My apologies.
She has not responded.
That's why you got fired, man.
We had to have Tierra be our token woman guest because
so now you're not the only token on the podcast.
That's crazy. She's doubling down.
I can get someone else for you if you want, Omar. You know what I'm saying? I got
another token Asian.
Hey, we don't want no more OnlyFans. We're not gonna.
We just gonna ask you the questions. To be honest with you, at this
point. Might as well.
Not you, Wordu.
I was talking about asking Wordy the questions, but.
What's up?
Why are you being in those spaces all the time? What's wrong with you, nigga?
Those finding love spaces.
Hey, no bullshit, bro. Let's really talk about it, nigga. You bored.
Hey, let's talk about it, bro. Let's talk about it, bro. Let's pod. Let's pod, bro.
Networking, branding, finding guests.
Organic problem.
Finding guests for the Mic Drop podcast. You know, go check that out. That you know what I'm saying? Finding, you know, networking. You know, shit like that, you know. Gotta go back to the homeland, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
Through Twitter spaces?
Get Wordu out of here.
Nigerian Twitter spaces at that. You're in Nigerian Twitter spaces networking and branding your podcast.
I wanted to ask Tierra one more question before we get up out of here. The woman that said the right to sex, what was your opinion on that woman saying that men have the or should have the right to sex?
Hell no.
All right, good podcast, y'all.
That's
basically it. Yeah,
that was right, the clip. Sex is crazy.
I'll provide context for, you know, but I feel like it's a no, and it's not even just men, it's just like people in general. Ain't nobody entitled to nobody else's space, body, motherfucking time, and I don't think that's gonna stop violence. Like, I feel like that just like reinforces the narrative. I don't know if y'all ever heard about it, right? So, like, of course, everything stems back to racism, but ultimately, the root of all evil is greed, is money, right? So these niggas, they're in that book that I told you about, motherfucking Omar, that Stand from the Beginning, The Racist Ideas in America by Eva Magdalene. But in that book I had read where they were talking about the differences in womanhood, where white womanhood was viewed as pure, innocent, all the stuff that is attached to that, where the black womanhood was like viewed as completely the opposite. And so it was like permitted for the white man to sleep with the black woman because she was barbaric, she was viewed as sexually deviant, almost like a devil, but when it came to sex. And so they permitted white men to sleep with black women to get all their evils off, so when they come to sleep with their white wife, they would treat them as the pure and innocent docile creatures they are.
Again, it just throws me off, bro. Like, seeing you type, like, out the way you type and hearing you speak, it's like two entirely different people, bro. It's funny.
Really?
It's funny as hell. It's funny as hell.
It's because of the tone that you put in your head.
Oh, yeah. I read every chat like a fifth grader. I do.
Every single chat. I don't know why.
Every chat I read, like, it's an angry ass fifth grader talking to me.
Exactly. Like, so, yeah.
Hey, nigga, if you don't watch yourself, nigga.
Everybody, bro. Every fucking body.
Nobody does not know basketball.
Like, that's not even an insult, but I just read the last chat. The silence is so deafening.
Right. Hey, that's what I'm saying. The silence is deafening. We already talked about this. We just wanted her. Shut the fuck.
I'm saying, like, we talked an hour ago. Y'all don't want us to say the same thing, bro.
Thank you, JJ. All right. Let's get out of here. JJ. I got some homework to submit. Tierra, say goodbye to the people.
God bless y'all. I love you.
Get out of here. Get your legend of winning. Say goodbye to the people.
I'll catch y'all later.
Yeah, we're not family.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, he left. He left. All right, man. Chat, it's your mom's favorite midnight snack, and we will be back.
I wouldn't go like Monday. That. That's new. The tribal chief shit, whatever. That, me personally, I'm not going like that. I am not going like that.
Domo, say goodbye to the people, man.
I'm actually not going like that. I'm not going with you.
Oh, he left this shit too.
You back on the road.
Hey, man. Once in a lifetime opportunity, man. Say goodbye to the people.
Yo, wait. You got to iron your shirts, bro. This is.
You on his dick, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Souls. I might disagree with you. Ironing overrated. Yeah. Talk about it. Let's talk about it.
You got to iron your shirts.
Wrinkles be looking crazy. Okay.
Yeah, you on his.
Yo, unmute. Unmute.
Oh, shit. Oh, bye, guys. Bye.
Something never changed.
Bye, Omar.
Sage, say goodbye to the people, man.
All right, people. I'm gonna fuck with y'all later. Appreciate the love, man, from the last stream. Y'all tagging me a lot. Appreciate that.
Hey, yo, tagging a lot. Damo, say, I mean, be so say goodbye to the people.
Peace out, y'all. Hope y'all had a good one. We'll see you on Monday. I'll be streaming tomorrow morning. So,
Damo. All right.
Bye.
I'm gonna start freestyling. Fuck beaving this.